friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Yesterday, I did a video for you about these outrageous questions that employers are asking employees to answer in order to be exempt from the flu vaccine. Now, there's been a lot in the headlines about vaccines, and next week, I am going to cover the FDA's acknowledgement that children have died from the COVID vaccine. Yes, I'm actually saying the real words. I used to say cooties cocktail and human pincushion. I probably will continue to do that. But basically, the cat is out of the bag, and more conversations are being held about the harms of these products. And I, for one, am applauding. But I, for one, am also skeptical. And also, let me say, I'm diligent and vigilant to make sure that the powers that shouldn't be aren't going to twist this information for their benefit. You know, and I know that Big Pharma wants to keep producing these products, and they will find a way to do it. Let's just hope that the FDA is not helping them. And by the FDA, I also mean Bob Kennedy and his Health and Human Services. What I'm going to share with you on this video is an email that came in from a healthy American. I love hearing from you. Support at thehealthyamerican.org. I can't answer your emails personally. Once in a while I can, but normally I like to answer and acknowledge your emails on the broadcast here. So I'm going to share with you what happened with this employee of a utility company, and you better believe that they were among some of the worst when it, and they are among the worst when it comes to pressuring their employees to take these jabs. Before I do any of that, I do want to thank the sponsor of our video and my longtime sponsor. I hope you've checked them out, friends. It is noblegoldinvestments.com. Here, you can get a free personalized phone call. You can sign up there or just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. You know, we are closing out the year, and it's a good time to slow down and basically reflect on the year. If there's one thing we've all learned, it's that uncertainty isn't temporary. It's basically the world that we live in now. And waiting for things to go back to normal, right? The new normal is not a game plan. It is a gamble. The good news is that for over a decade, my friends at Noble Gold Investments have helped Americans protect themselves and the people they love by diversifying their wealth with gold and silver. Listen, friends, I'm talking about physical gold and silver. You can get that shipped right to your door. No one knows what 2026 will bring, but one thing's for sure, in an uncertain world, real wealth isn't digital, it's physical, it's lasting, and it's yours. So when you're sitting around the holiday table, hopefully surrounded by friends and family, remember the gift that you give isn't under the tree. It literally is peace of mind. And that's what Noble Gold delivers. It's peace of mind, 1 ounce at a time. So before the year ends, I would love for you to give them a call, and I'll have the phone number for you in the description box below. And I also want to let you know that you can get a free wealth protection kit. You can get that today over at noblegoldinvestments.com. And check this out. You also could qualify for 10 1 ounce silver holiday coins. Now, of course, all investments carry a risk. That's the disclaimer. But check it out by going to noblegoldinvestments.com and see if you can claim this free gift and see if investing in precious metals is right for you. Friends, I did a video for you in my last broadcast. Remember, I'm broadcasting now Mondays and Wednesdays, and boy, did it get some great comments. So this is the video that I did for you on Monday, and boy, did I get some great comments. Let me share those with you, and then we'll finish out the video by looking at a lengthier email that I got from a healthy American, and it is very telling. I'm also going to share with you a form that he got from his employer. All right. This from the quail shooter said, why in the non-spinning stationary earth plane would anybody inject themselves with these poisons? Friends, I'll let you draw your own conclusions. I guess they heard me say, what in the non-spinning world? Adventure says, it's absurd that anyone would require anyone to put foreign agents in their body in the first place. It makes me so angry to hear some of these stories. So glad I worked for myself. Thank you, Peggy, for outlining the pitfalls to avoid for those that work for tyrants that require this. And that is exactly right. Not only do some people work for tyrants, they work for criminals who disregard the law. If you need help, reach out to me privately. It's support at thehealthyamerican.org, and we will point you in the right direction. Here's another one. Why should any of us have to sign a piece of paper stating we don't comply? My guess is to keep track of the people who don't comply. I would just say it's none of your business whether I get a shot or not, just like it's not your business whether I take any pharmaceutical products. My health decisions are my business, period. I love this comment from Diana Marie, and I agree with her. I wouldn't be surprised if they are tracking people who didn't comply. And I know that some people had a target on their back because in the early days of the cooties hogwash, as I call it, they were trying to educate people. They were sending information, emailing data. And when the time came around for the jabs and they declined, they had a target on their back and they literally were forced out in some cases. Luckily, we were able to help those that came to us for our support and coaching. Here's another one. The Mary says, I couldn't believe I was sent a list of questions to answer for a recruiter, and they asked about the COVID jab. I said, I do not give out my medical information, and it's probably illegal for you to ask. They said, oh, no, just ignore that one. Just ignore that question. But it was there. Friends, I do, but let me come on the screen for a moment. You have the same protections whether or not you're applying for a job or you already work for an employer. It is absolutely illegal to discriminate against you because of your medical status or because of your religious beliefs. And so there are different avenues that you can take to not comply. And I love what the Mary did. And she said, this is none of your business. Luckily now, several years after these jabs first came out, the money has dried up, meaning the money that was given to employers by the government, I call it blood money. It was like hush money. They were being paid to force these injectable products on people. And that money has dried up. So a lot of employers are not pushing it as much. I will say that there are a number, it seems to me, in the HR department that don't want to let others off the hook. In other words, it's like, I had to do it, so I'm not going to let you get off the hook. And they would push. It would almost be like a personal vendetta that they would have against people. Let me know if that happened to you or a loved one where you heard that they were literally forcing people out or putting a target on their back just because they were standing up for their rights. I've got plenty of videos on this channel. It's under a playlist called Religious Exemptions. I think I'm going to change that title to simply Vaccine Exemptions, because you don't need to belong to any religion. You have your own moral and ethical rights to stand up against these as well. All right, I've got a couple others I want to share with you. So let's go back and take a look here. Sonia said, Peggy, my employer used to send an intimidating email every week about getting a flu shot or an exemption and warned if we didn't, it could lead to disciplinary action up to and including termination. Friends, that is so absolutely illegal. We had to reapply for a religious or medical exemption every year. Last year, they said, we want to show trust in our employees, and now you no longer have to reapply for a religious exemption. Well, how do you like them apples? They trust you to be an employee. In some cases, you are entrusted with money, you supervise other people, you might have sensitive data and all of that, yet they don't trust you to tell the truth about your religious beliefs. That was one of the very strong stands that we took that really helped people break through some of these pitfalls, or sidestep the pitfalls, I should say. Sonia goes on to write, I believe that they were sued. They don't send out those intimidation letters anymore. They say it once and they leave it alone. It was pure harassment. Thank God for people who stood up against this mess. By the way, I work in healthcare. They are still following this rule and making it mandatory for employees to have a flu vaccine to so-called protect our patients. First of all, that has never been proven, and I will have to do another video about the whole hypocrisy of these products. They can never be proven to be efficacious, let alone safe, you know, and effective, as I say. But we'll just briefly think about it. If two people didn't get sick with the flu and one person got the product and the other person didn't, how can you draw the conclusion that it was the product that saved them from getting the flu? You can't. So that's just a simple explanation right there. And then they'll say, well, if you get the shot, you'll have a less severe case of the flu. Well, how do you prove that? Are you a mind reader? Were you able to prophesy that they were going to be sicker than they were? So none of that holds up. And I also like what Sonia wrote here. She said, thank God for people who stood up against this mess. That was one thing that my husband and I really educated people on when they came to us for help, which was this. What you are doing makes a difference. You are an example for others, and you're going to make it harder for the employer to harass others because you are standing up. So people did have to make sacrifices, but I believe and I know that it was important for them to do so. Again, let me know if you had to do that or someone you know either was successful or if they were illegally terminated. There are lawsuits, and we are still being asked to testify in these lawsuits where people took it, you know, all the way to the line and are suing their employers for these wrongful terminations. So here's another one. Viva Cristo Rey, who is very often in the live stream. I love it when everybody comes on the live stream. Remember, those are opportunities for you to chat and interact with our wonderful Healthy Americans. And he writes, it's sugar season starting right around October and the change of seasons and the holidays with lots more sugar and sweets being eaten and more people start feeling under the weather, under the chemtrails, body detox season. And Wiley says, I love this. It's sugar season, right? They tell us it's flu season. And Meg Bride says, you know it, sister, that's exactly what it is. And RRH says, yes, I was going to post something similar. It's also alcohol season two, all the holidays, all the sweets, and depending where you live, reduced exposure to the sun for vitamin D. I often get asked, well, Peggy, if there are no infectious diseases or contagious illnesses, then why is it that people get sick? Why is it that I can be around people who are coughing and sneezing, and then a few days later, I don't feel good, and I'm coughing and sneezing? And then I pose the question, how is it that I can be around people that are coughing and sneezing, and I don't get sick? Hasn't that ever happened to you where your family members weren't feeling well, but you were fine? So if it was truly contagious, you would get it every single time. My friend and advocate for health freedom, Dr. Sam Bailey, and her husband, Dr. Mark, have spoken and written about this at length. I actually have a video on this channel about why do people get sick. And I have another one, I think I'll have to replay, about can you catch a cold? I think I definitely need to maybe edit that and update that and play it because there are so many reasons. As our very savvy Healthy Americans just wrote, we tend to be inside more during the holidays. The sun exposure is less, and we know how important that is for our health. People are eating more sugar, maybe fattier foods, not getting as much exercise, maybe drinking alcohol, the stress levels, maybe lack of sleep. All of those things contribute to our health or lack thereof. There are many, many reasons why people get sick, and those are just a few off the top of my head. What I want to do now is share with you this email that came in from a Healthy American, and I will keep it anonymous. And I'm so grateful when people email me. Again, I can't reply to everyone personally, but this is from a Healthy American who said, hello, Peggy. I wanted to share with you something that I found out during the scam demic. I think that's how it's pronounced. I have a woke employer, he writes, PG&E. And for those not in California, I'll explain that stands for Pacific Gas and Electric. And that is the state's largest utility company. They have the highest rates. Probably, I think Hawaii has the highest ones, he writes. And California definitely has the highest electric rates and water and so forth. He said, I've attached a questionnaire that was posted in the rooms at Kaiser. I was there in 2017, he says. But back to 2020, the office, actually, he said, this was posted back in 2017. And I'm going to share that flyer with you in just a moment. Back to the work topic. In 2020, he writes, the office employees were all working from home and they were the loudest about the masks and the testing, the ones working from home. They eventually wanted the vaccine mandate for all 25,000 employees. And this is at, so he works for PG&E, but when he was at Kaiser, I guess, going to the doctor, I just wanted to clarify that this flyer was posted at Kaiser. Let me share with you the flyer. Then I'm going to tell you his story about PG&E. So I thought this was really interesting. And it goes back to the concept of, are these products safe or not? And who should be taking them or not? I think I have a better This is a little dark, but I will read it. In more ways than one, it's dark. So screening checklist for contraindications to vaccines for adults. This was posted at Kaiser, which is the doctor that this healthy American used, and he snapped a photo of it. So you're supposed to answer these questions. And it says, if you answer yes to any question, it does not necessarily mean you should not be vaccinated. It just means additional questions must be asked. Oh my gosh, they want to get these products in you one way or another, don't they? If a question is not clear, please ask your healthcare provider to explain it. So it says the following questions will help us determine which vaccines you may be given today. Oh my gosh, how many do they want to give? Well, definitely the flu. And of course, the COVID, is that how it's pronounced? And hepatitis, they want to do tetanus, they want to do shingles. What else do they want to do for adults? I don't participate in those. So you let me know what they're pushing on you. All right, number one, are you sick today? Yes, no, or I don't know are your options. Do you have allergies to medications, food, a vaccine component, or latex? Have you ever had a serious reaction after receiving a vaccination? Do you have a long-term health problem with heart disease, lung disease, asthma, kidney disease, metabolic disease, such as diabetes, anemia, or other blood disorder? So isn't that interesting? That tells me, I mean, I can conclude based on this information that if you say yes, they are concerned that these products are going to be harmful to your health. Also, how is it that one product and one dose is like a one size fits all? I mean, they don't even want to give medicine to anybody unless you get a blood screening to make sure that your liver and kidneys can filter out these pharmaceutical products. So how is it that it's a one size fits all when it comes to these vaccinations? Remember, they used to be called inoculations, I think because they were supposed to inoculate you against that disease. I don't think they call them that anymore because that's not the mechanism. We know what the mechanism is. Here's another one. Do you have cancer, leukemia, HIV, AIDS, or any other immune system problem? Well, you probably are going to answer yes if you've had a history of getting all these injectable products over your lifetime. Sadly, that seems to be a direct correlation. In the last 3 months, have you taken medications that weaken your immune system, such as cortisone, prednisone, other steroids, anti-cancer drugs, or have you had radiation treatments? Friends, let me know. Are they or were they asking these questions related to the cooties cocktail, the COVID vaccine? I thought people were just driving up through a drive-thru and sticking out their arm and somebody was jabbing them with a needle. Do you think they actually went through the screening? I didn't hear about that. Have you had a seizure or brain or other nervous system problem? Oh my gosh, I hope that's not happened to any of you listening or your loved ones. During the past year, have you received a transfusion of blood or blood products or been given immune gamma globulin, try to say that, or an antiviral drug? Again, this tells me that these products have an adverse reaction. Probably even if you don't have any of these contraindications, they're going to have an adverse reaction. And then here's one for women. Are you pregnant or is there a chance you could become pregnant during the next month? And finally, have you received any vaccinations in the past 4 weeks? So that's what they have at Kaiser. This is something that was brought to my attention by a healthy American. And I'm glad that they have that because ideally that's going to make some people more hesitant to go along with this medical procedure. And as I say, luckily they're not pushing it as strongly as they were. And I can tell you that based on the number of people coming to us for help. Who's still coming to us for help? Well, nursing students are still being forced to do this, but there is a way out. And we have 100% batting average for exemptions for nursing students. So parents, if you or grandparents, you have a daughter, granddaughter, or son that is in any type of not even nursing school, but medical school, we can help in that arena. Immigrants are still being asked, not for the cooties cocktail or the COVID injection, but other vaccines. And there is a way out of that as well. And then still some people are being asked to be tested before they undergo any hospitalization. And we have ways to help you on that. Now, I do give a lot of information for free on this channel, but I don't like to give away every single thing because I don't want the employers and the hospitals and all of that to use it against you. In other words, to know our strategies and tactics. So if you want that personally, again, you can find out by emailing support@thehealthyamerican.org. I want to finish the email that came in from our Healthy American. And he says, back to the work topic, he works for PG&E, the largest and most expensive utility company in California. And he says, that the office employees that were working from home were the loudest about the masks and the testing, and they were eventually wanted the vaccine mandate for all 25,000 employees. But all of the linemen and the frontline workers didn't agree with that. A large majority of employees on the electric side threatened to quit if the company forced the jab. These employees have the upper hand because they can go anywhere in the United States and get a utility position. Isn't that interesting? So he writes, when you couple that action of everybody threatening to quit with our union, so many of us were vocal at meetings and online that our union president stood with us. Isn't this amazing? There is an example of strength in numbers. Even the hypocrites at the AFL-CIO approached our union and asked, why aren't you on board with these shots? To which the union president replied, because we represent what our members want. That's amazing. I really applaud that. I was a loudmouth at the union meetings to remind them about Richard Trumka. He was the president of the AFL-CIO peddling the vaccine who died suddenly. I didn't know that. That's amazing. You got to listen to the rest of this email because he has a sad story to share at the end. He says, I was going to use your exemption services, but I also had a certificate of completion from a Bible college that I attended. I was going to try and use it if it got to that point. But eventually what happened was someone in upper management sent out a questionnaire to all employees, and it showed that the majority were against the shots. Only 39% claimed to be vaxxed. Isn't that amazing? And I do want to applaud PG&E, and I want to applaud, there's more to the email, I want to applaud the employees for banding together and standing up against that. So many people were afraid to lose their job. And I understand that. But let me ask you this. Would you rather lose your job or would you rather lose your life? Well, for most people, that's a no-brainer. Unfortunately, they were under so much pressure and so much coercion, and that, you know, a small percent actually believed in it. And so they went along with it. And again, why should you put on a raincoat to keep someone else dry? It doesn't make sense. That's like the healthcare workers having to become a human pincushion to keep other people safe. That doesn't make sense. You wearing a raincoat keeps no one else dry. He goes on to say, there are now all kinds of turbo cancer fundraisers at my company for the employees. Isn't that sad? I mean, that's the data right there. He said, there are many died suddenlies. He said, I've been with the company 24 years. It was never this bad prior to the 2021 vax. That says it all, friends. And I've read your emails and I know your stories, and my hearts break for you, especially those of you that tried to warn your friends and your family. And then they went along with it. In some cases, they hid it from you. And then the ultimate demise. And it's so, so heartbreaking. That's why I do this work. He goes on to write, I had a coworker who had a bad reaction to the first shot because he was considered essential. He was able to get the shots earlier. In April or May, he got the second shot and he rolled up, that was 2021. He even rolled up his sleeve to show us, and his whole arm was black and blue and bloodshot. From then on, he had health problems and he deteriorated. I took another position, the Healthy American writes, and I didn't see him anymore until last July. And we spoke about work. I noticed that he had vitiligo, he's Caucasian, and tremors like that of Parkinson's disease. And as it turned out, it would be 3 months later in October that his mother went to his house to check on him because he didn't report to work. And he was found dead at 52 years old. I want to thank you, Peggy, for all that you do. Friends, this is why I do this work. And it's not just, it's the humans for sure. And I really want to continue my focus on helping people understand that these shots are also deadly for their animals. It is so heartbreaking And it was a little more than a year ago, I did a whole series of videos about pet loss because I had lost my beloved animals. I've since added more to our family, but I was on a support group for pet loss. And what was so sad to me were the number of stories that I read where people said, oh, he was fine until I took him to the vet, or it was after the shot that he started doing this and that. And I don't want to be the person who says, you know, told you so to a grieving pet parent, but it put me in mind that I really want to do more coverage on helping people understand the harms of these products for their animals. And then ideally, that kind of will help people make the connection, because a lot of you are already awake and aware to that. And if you're not, please understand that so many of these products are unnecessary and excessive. And I think for certain people, people that I know as well, you can start the conversation with the animals. And what I'm going to do, I was thinking about this today, and give me some time to work on it, but I'm going to work on a role play conversation where you can have conversations with people, non-snarky. I know I like to get snarky, but when you really want to get through to people, I think just listening to them and acknowledging their concerns. And then I want to give you the actual language, like questions and answers, so that the conversation is not shut down. I'm going to start that out with the rabies. And then I think maybe we can extend that to humans. And then I've also got a lot of those questions already for the spraying in the skies. I've got several videos on that, but that's really an area that I want to focus on because that I believe is helpful. Many of you are asking me for that. I just got letters coming in today from overseas, people asking me for help in their countries because they're still being forced to inflict these medical interventions on their animals. So animals, humans, all of our loved ones, we want to take care. And I want to thank you for staying until the end of this video. And next week, we're going to talk about the FDA acknowledging that the COVID jabs have killed children. Did that go far enough or not? And I've got lots of things I want to cover for you, friends. So stick with me. I'm here Mondays and Wednesdays. If you want to see me on Fridays, that's where we have positive encouragement for vibrant living. And that's at my other channel called Living Swell, like an ocean swell, with Peggy Hall. And this week, what are we going to talk about? And this week, we're going to talk about how self-care is actually self-respect and how our society and culture can get that all wrong and how we can set it right. So hope to see you there on Friday. Thank you, everybody. Be sure to get on that free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com.